You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back if you just tuned in. You're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining us talking with Dr. Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com, CaliforniaForecast.com. During the break, I was just talking about the percent in escrow. We mentioned earlier that there are more listings, more inventory, single family, not a big increase in the pendings. The number of sold, as we've been accounting, and if you've been listening for the last 8 weeks on this program, you've heard the number of sales going down. Little uptick in this week in opened escrows. But the percent of listings in escrow, naturally, if you have a higher inventory and fewer pendings. So today we have about 10.5% of our single family homes are in escrow versus earlier in the summer and third quarter, we were as high as 18%. Under a million, we're at 16.6% of the houses under a million are in escrow. But at one point in time, we were, 25% of those were in escrow. Under a million today, as of February 24th, 06, we have 78 listings, single family, available under a million. And as I said, 16.6% of those are in escrow. If you go back to the first week of the year, we had fewer at 60 listings available under a million. So now 78. That's the affordable housing everyone's looking for. Today's article, State Street Lofts, kicking out 17 people to build 17 affordable units. Did you read that article today?
I thought they're building 68 condos.
There's something like 55, or whatever it is. I think it's 55, but 17 are going to be affordable.
Okay.
So the rest are market. So 17 ostensibly. But these people, 17 people who live in the hotel, they could barely afford toilet paper, so they're not in the same category as affordable or workforce housing.
I don't know. Workforce housing needs to be affordable. I mean, it by definition almost has to be affordable.
Why don't we leave on a positive note? What is the worst risk scenario with real estate? What can occur? What stars can align and resulting in what?
Resulting in chaos and carnage. Yes, that's exactly the picture that you're painting. And what could certainly happen is interest rates could rise a lot further than we expect them to. The U.S. economy could slow further. There could be some unanticipated event in the world or in the U.S., a catalyst, you might call it, that really stuns the economy and causes unemployment, consumer uncertainty. These things do happen. 9/11 was a case in point that really stunned the economy for a couple of months. And there's been other things, the OPEC problems that we've had over the years, over the last 20 years, have stunned the economy with oil price shocks. So something of that nature could cause problems with consumers, and there would be a fierce pullback in home sales. Then there would have to be price concessions in order to sell these things. You would see prices fall very sharply. That would be the worst case scenario. The other thing that could happen without all of those other things is that speculators could just suddenly decide with one mass movement that they need to get out of the market, like they're kind of doing in Las Vegas and Phoenix right now. And we could see a big inventory increase be tossed onto the market.
Which on top of an increase that we've already had.
That's correct.
Not historically, it's not huge, but it's as we said earlier, compared.
That's right. And you'll see some price impact that way as well. So that is a risk that is more viable this year.
I'm glad you brought up Phoenix. I have a friend who owns a home in Scottsdale. It's appreciated, done very well. And he's thinking in 10 years he'll have it paid off and then sell it. And then pay off his house in Santa Barbara and have money left over and yada yada, maybe even move there and move into it, claim it as his primary residence. And I said, but just sell it now. Sell it now. Pay it off, take a huge chunk of money, put it down on your house in Santa Barbara and have your house in Santa Barbara paid off in 4 years. Just get out. make your money. You don't have money unless you sell it, right?
That's right.
What do you think? You think you should wait 10 years in Scottsdale? Does you know anything about Scottsdale versus your Phoenix comment?
He should sell it immediately. Take the proceeds, put it in the stock market. I think he's going to have a better return that way over the next 10 years.
Over the next 10 years. Now, he conversely said he's glad he had it in there instead of the stock market. He's done very well. He's finally made one decision right. Okay. Congratulations, Larry.
Well,
but no, I'm kidding. But he's so now it's reverse. That's interesting. And you mentioned the speculators. Everyone, all the speculators were coming out of the stock market and getting into real estate. What?
Now
5 years ago or yes. Whenever it was?
Now they need to reverse. That's right.
Now, are the real estate speculators an endangered species? Do we need to save them? Do anything? Or what do we do with them?
We watch them sell their properties, hopefully in an orderly fashion, so that they don't cause problems with too much inventory invading the market too quickly. We would like to see that occur, a nice orderly jettisoning of these properties, and then they can move their assets elsewhere.
Because as you said, I think, in your conference, the distinction is the homeowner can just hunker down.
That's right.
And, unless it's a job or a real severe.
A homeowner can hunker down, make the payments, even though the value of his home is falling a little bit. As long as he's not unemployed, he can continue to make payments, and there's no issue. There's no fallout to that. But speculators who are in there simply for the equity are going to get out if there is no equity. Move over to another asset.
Just move your asset. Just move it. So the well, that's interesting, and that's what I like to tell, particularly first-time buyers. It doesn't really matter. Or people moving up. It doesn't matter what the market does as long as you're comfortable with these payments and you can ride it out. But a lot of these adjustable-rate mortgages, are people going to get burned with that? People keep alluding to that. If our interest rate's going to spike now that your buddy Alan, is retired.
Well, you put yourself in a risky situation by opting for an adjustable rate mortgage. However, the record of the Federal Reserve over the last 15 years has been one in such that their interest rates have not spiked. In fact, if anything, they've just been going down, down, down for the last 20 years. So people that did opt for an adjustable rate have actually done much better than the fixed rate loans. And I would say that that's going to be the case in the future. I don't look at adjustable rates as being that risky, given the stability of the Fed and the record of the Fed.
I don't know. I meant to tell you, Jaron, if we have Mark's voicemail. I don't know how quickly you can get that. So let's see. Well, I know it's coming up on your time to walk out the door, Mark. Any closing comments? Anything? Sell in Phoenix. How about Lompoc? Lompoc had the highest number. You really love that. Highest appreciation?
Did it?
Or at the highest...
But it's leveled off, too. So is Santa Maria. I think the word for 2006 is, if you're thinking about selling your property, you should do it now, because I think the appreciation game is over. And if you have any extra proceeds, I wouldn't necessarily be out there buying a bunch of new real estate, because, again, the market is cooling down. It's going to stay cool for a while. And the risks going into 2007 and 2008 are even greater, because that's when the U.S. economy could soften significantly, too.
Right. So you're not since you're not forecasting 20% appreciation, you're saying it might not be worth hanging on.
It's not worth hanging on if you're waiting around for higher equity gains. I think those are now over.
Well, what a nice way to end the interview. If you want to list your house and sell, you can call me after the program at 898-4242, and we'll get a sign up before the end of the day. Mark, we'll say thank you very much. Mark Schneep, again, CaliforniaForecast.com. I do want to play. Does he have to have his headset on to hear this? Put his headset on, and we'll just play you a voicemail that you left me, I think, one of the last or the second time that you were on the program.
Mark Schneep. I said I'd call today, and so this is it. It's 10:25 or so, 10:20. It appears that we will be able to juggle the schedule. Significantly, it's a major effort changing all of our lives around in a huge fashion, but we'll be able to do it for you. I wouldn't do it for anyone. In fact, I would do it for no one else. And that's a fact. So consider yourself very special, which I'm sure you do anyway.
There you go. Dr. Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com. Wave goodbye. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, pleasure. What's the matter? Jaron. Well, maybe he didn't like the message that we played. Do you think he recast it? Oh my God. The look on Jaron's face. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Mark Schneep, I guess he just has a heavy hand. Okay, we talked a little bit about, we'll come back for the fourth segment with the weekly multiple listing sales update. And God, Jaron, you're starting to worry me. He looks like, jeez. Maybe it's because his picture fell off the wall. That we wouldn't even plan on that one happening. We talked a little bit earlier about the high-end market. I thought I'd give you some interesting numbers on some luxury real estate hits new highs. This was from January 06. You might have read Donald Trump's $125 million Palm Beach, Florida mansion is the most expensive U.S. home on the market, according to the second annual issue of Ultimate Homes Magazine. He sits on 6 acres, 15 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms. Broke last year's record of $75 million for the most expensive home on the annual list. So what does that mean? Does that mean that he bought it last year for $75 million and now he's selling it for $125? Or did he have it on the market for $75 million, didn't sell it, and now he has it on the market for $125? That sounds probably more likely because it doesn't specify. You want to buy a 4,100-square-foot conservatory, media room, three pools, and three guest houses. Well, you wouldn't want any guests swimming in your pool. I would agree with that. The top 12 include, of course, what I just mentioned, Palm Beach, Florida, $125 million. Number two is in Bridgehampton, New York, Three Ponds Farm Estate, $75 million. You get a USGA-rated golf course, waterfront views, more than 20,000 square feet of living space. That's about a half an acre under your roof. Number three is the penthouse at the Pierre Hotel, New York, New York. $70 million, the highest ever asking price for a Manhattan apartment. Rounding out number four brings us to Belvedere, California. $68 million. You get 1.1 acres, a view of the Golden Gate Bridge, San Francisco, and the San Francisco Bay, and probably the bank that you withdrew the money from. Okay, well, we hit four of the 12. Maybe, time permitting, at some other point in time, we'll give you the rest. I mean, I just look down here and see if there's one in Santa Barbara. No. The least expensive of the top 12 is in Bel Air for $53 million. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.